It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Jeff Holdaway and Jeff Passarella with the Eastern Utah Tattoo Expo coming up this weekend, starting Friday, going Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The second annual. Last year was such a big success. They've added more artists this time around. Lots of fun things that are going to happen. And we'll talk about all of them. Jeff, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So let's start, Jeff Holdaway, let's start with you. This thing's getting a little crazy and out of hand, isn't it?
Not quite yet.
Or not yet.
Close.
All right, so who had the idea first? Did you go to Jeff or did he come to you?
It was something that I had kind of been thinking up, and I ran it past him and knew he would be down to do it. So yeah, it's just kind of something that I've always wanted to do after traveling to a few conventions and stuff. And like I said, I wanted to kind of share the culture of the tattoo community and industry with ours.
And it seems like that's the one thing we always talk about, isn't it? Is the fact that it's a family, it's a culture, it's a everybody for everybody coming in having fun. There's like zero judgment here, and I think you made it the point to say the last time, you know, most tattoo artists are the ones that are used to being judged.
Right.
So there's no judgment at all, is there?
Yeah, no, typically not.
So this, once again, is a big, big event going on out at the Carbon County Event Center, starting on Friday, going through until Sunday. Let's talk some of the logistics. How many artists have you got coming to this one?
So this year we have just over 50 artists.
And that's almost double what you had last year,
right? Yeah, just under doubling it, yes.
And you're hoping that with that, because you did have some, we were just talking about it, you did have some artists last year that were like fully booked the whole time, it seemed like.
Yeah, and it happened relatively quickly last year as well. So hopefully, you know, everybody stays busy, because that's our main focus is, you know, keep the artists busy and the collectors happy.
That's the best part of it all. Jeff Passarella, let's bring you in here and let's talk some other logistical things that goes on, because you're going to have a couple of food trucks there.
Yep.
The one thing you guys talked about the last time I had you in here that was a lot of fun last year, and you're bringing it back this year. I think people need to realize that this is an event for the whole family.
Absolutely.
And you talked about doing kids' tattoos.
Yeah, we'll have a full-blown kid booth set up. The people I have in charge of the kid tattoos are really excited. They're hanging lights and decorations and really going to try to give the kids the utmost experience to put it in. Last year, I don't even know how many kids we had running around with full neck tattoos all the way down their arms, on their faces, their legs. We even brought them up on stage when we do awards, and it was a great showing to have them out there.
It was a lot of fun for everybody. So you're not going to have, I believe we talked about the fact that you're not going to have like as many vendors this year as you had last year.
No, we don't have as many vendors. We're trying to more focus on just the tattoo side of the community. So we're opening up more room and then doubling the size of the artists we have. We're really limited with space like that. So we do have a few couple that are coming in, but not as many as we had last year.
So once again, this is going to be a fun weekend.
Yes.
You guys talked to when you came in today, and we kind of talked about the fact that, you know, once Friday hits, you guys can kind of chill for a moment.
For a moment. It's a lot of work to put an event like this together. Like Jeff Holdaway said, you know, we really want to bring the community and the tattoo world together. See how these artists express themselves, how individuals with tattoos express themselves. Some people look at tattoos as these meaningful and heartfelt things, and there are some of us like me that I just look at Jeff and I'm like, hey, that looks pretty cool. Like, let's do that one right there. So I would like people to know, though, if you come to the expo with an idea for a tattoo, talk with your artist. Make sure you get across the point what you want to get exactly what you want done, because it's permanent.
And the other thing is they can do their homework before it even starts, can't they?
Yeah, you can go to our Instagram page, Eastern Utah Expo, and also our website, EasternUtahExpo.com. I would rather push to the Instagram page because it's got a list of all of our artists on there. You can contact the artist directly right now, start talking with them, start setting up times you're going to come in, and that would be the best way to get a hold of them.
So yeah, you could go on there, find an artist. If you like their work, get a hold of them and schedule your time and everything, be ready to roll.
Yeah, which makes it unique. We have artists from all over the country. We even have a couple coming out of Mexico, clear back for Pennsylvania or
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia coming out.
Back and out again this year.
So we have a bunch of people coming out, and the artists are super excited. They love the community. We actually had, I need to say thank you to a lot of people out there that had Airbnbs that posted on our page that really helped out our artists with their stays and stuff right there.
So let's talk once again. You gave a shout out there to the people that own the Airbnbs, but once again, this doesn't happen by itself. You've got to have a great list of sponsors, don't you?
No, we do. It would not go off without our sponsors. You know, special thanks to Marketing the Elevated, Chaos Cove, Rocky Mountain ATV, I Got Poop, and Fifth Avenue Tattoo Supply. And really, without those guys, we couldn't make this happen.
And once again, going on starting Friday, what are the hours?
So we'll open the doors at 11 a.m. every day, and the doors close at 10 p.m. every day.
All right. So great event going on. Take the whole family. Have some fun. There is a fee, correct?
Yes. So it's $10 per entry. 12 and under is free. And we also do a weekend pass for $25 for the entire weekend.
So you can't miss with this one. And once again, as we said, it's for the entire family. Get out, have some fun, enjoy this event. They're going to have food out there, and just go and watch. And, you know, maybe you're on the fence. We always talk about that. Maybe you're on the fence about a tattoo right now. Maybe you're thinking, maybe I would. Maybe they'll talk you into one. And you'll enjoy it. But as you said, it's got to be someone and something. It's got to be someone you trust, and it's got to be something that you're really going to appreciate, because it is permanent. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, and the good thing about it, though, is you can actually see the process if you're not very knowledgeable about it, and how these artists set up, how clean they are, the sanitizing, how they get their artwork, how they put it on. I mean, you can watch the start to finish, set up and tear down, and really have a good idea what you're getting yourself into.
All right. Once again, coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, out at the Carbon County Event Center, does the second annual Eastern Utah Tattoo Expo. Jeff, thank you guys so much for coming in. We really appreciate it, and we'll see you out there.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.